We're in for a promotion this morning. That's okay? Nobody have no problem with being promoted, right? We're in for a promotion this morning. You're going to have to listen real closely. The Holy Spirit will make it clear to us the promotion aspect that God wants to be in. Just lift your hand for a moment. I know you prayed, you praised, but I'm just going to talk with him a minute. Father, I just thank you for the gathering here and around the world. I thank you for my sister who traveled so far to be here. Thank you that your anointing rests on this house today. Open our eyes, our ears, and our understanding. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we love you. You're the most high God. There's no God like you. You've been good to us. And we want to say thank you this morning. Thank you. In spite of, no matter what went down, we still know you've been good to us. And we love you for it. And we want to hear your voice this morning. Give us direction. Holy Spirit, lead us through this traffic. And with supernatural understanding, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bible. We're going to open the three openings this morning. All of the opening that we're opening to are very important, correlating with one another. You want to open at Galatians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and John 15. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians 2 and 20. Galatians 2 and 20. The scripture says, the Apostle Paul, I'm crucified with Christ. Now watch what it says. Nevertheless, I live, right?
Yes, sir.
What did it say next? The life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Who loved me and gave himself for me. So I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, right?
Yes, sir.
You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now go over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Be aware now. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Now notice what he said. But in demonstrating what? And a power, right?
Yes.
Why? Number 5, verse 5. That's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's one more verse. This verse here is going to bring us into a position to hear what the Spirit of God is saying today. Now, it's going to sound like a simple verse. In other words, it may not seem like it has too much content in it because it's so simple, simple word. John 15 and 7. It's going to sound simple, but we're going to impregnate your thinking about this. In John 15 and 7. Now, remember the other two scriptures we read. Life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Remember that. All right, now, Jesus said here, he's talking about the vine, and he's the vine, we the branches. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You see that? How many of y'all see that?
Yes,
now, you got to take the three scriptures and walk them together. I'm crucified with Christ, you know, and lock them in together. Now, This subject is a maturing subject. Remember Ephesians 4:11 through 16. I talked about the church need to mature, right? We talked about apostolic believers. We talked about prophetic believers. We talked about knowing spiritual government, that it rule God's government, overrule any government that come up. And the church going to have to know her place now. A Christian going to know their place. Believers going to know their places. And so I want to bring you to some place that you understand no matter what happened, God still is in charge. All right? Now, when I name this subject, I'm going to say some things right after it to bring in groups with it to understand that it's not a Sunday school subject. Right? The subject is how to abide in the supernatural presence of God. Not just the presence of God. How to abide in the supernatural presence of God. Record that. Please record that, because some things I'm going to say, you're going to catch it. How to abide consistently, not just in the presence of God, but you've grown to understand that the presence of God is supernatural. In other words, taking your life out of all impossibilities. What did he say? Taking my life what? Because I abide in the supernatural presence of God. Listen very carefully. How many of y'all are Christian? You're. Listen to what I'm saying, because it's gonna emphasize the insight God wants you to see this morning. You're not trying to get saved. You're not here this morning trying to get saved. You're here because you are saved. And so sometimes, if you don't understand the maturity of being a child of God or grow up, you're always trying to stay saved. I'm already saved. I don't have to try to stay saved. You see, you miss out on a whole lot of things trying to stay saved. Secondly, I'm going to take you out of this morning. I'm going to take you out of something this morning. You must not be in the survival mode. People sat in the church all their life trying to survive. So you're not trying to get saved, and you're not trying to survive. Oh, my, this next one is something. And you're not trying to just get supplies. So now you've stepped over the survival mode. You've stepped over the being saved mode. And you step over God just being your supply mode. You must know how to live in God's supernatural presence. Once you're in God's supernatural presence, supply, survive, all that's over. Because you know who you are in Christ. Are you with me? I left some. See, we're not talking on the term, I'm going to church to please God. I'm not going to church to please God. I'm going because I want to be where he is. I want to hear his voice. Watch now. Everybody listen. I know God got something else to tell me that I never heard before. So I'm excited. I'm not just sitting here for survival, for communion, or for a piece of cracker. I'm here because any moment in the supernatural presence of God, God can say something to me to promote my life. I didn't come here to hear no man talk. I come here to hear a man talking for God. Watch what I'm about to say now. Watch how vast God is. My answer up in here this morning. I'm talking to everybody. Whatever answer you need is in here. Guess just how vast God is. I'll make a statement, and you hear God talking to you, and the person over here heard something else. That's what you call supernatural. So if you're not here in the survival mode, you don't have to be in the survival mode. Survival, supernatural. You follow me?
Yes,
sir. So when you're listening, God will give answers, but I don't want you to be on the survival mode. I don't want God to be your handyman. You know, you just pray. You're always trying to get something. You never just go talk to God and say, I love you. You got 15 requests you got to make. No, sometimes just go there and talk to him and tell him how much you love him. He know what you need already. All right, let me see how I can get you dressed for this. Let me give you some statements that the Holy Ghost can breathe on, and then I'll take you some more scripture. The power of your thought shapes your identity. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that's why Satan be dancing. We're going to deal with your thoughts in a few minutes. The power of your thoughts. How do you think spiritually? See, do you ever ponder God? Just stay there with him. Knowing that you're in his presence. Knowing when you're driving your car and you're the only physical being in there, but you're never by yourself. God is in the car with me. The power of your thoughts. You got that? Shape what? Your identity, right? Now get the next one. The power of your words become your reality. Because he says, my word will not return to me void. So if God say his word will not return to him void, and if I'm connected properly, that means that my word, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. It should be done to you. So that means my word, none of my word is going to return to me void, because I'm speaking God's word. The power of your action determines your character. Now your thoughts and your word are going to produce certain action. Your thoughts and your words in the spirit going to produce certain action. In other words, the Holy Spirit, you're giving the Holy Spirit a right to shape your life, to shape your words, to shape your action. You're not a regular person. You're a born again child of God. See, we've had too much church. Normal pattern church. We need to let the Holy Spirit loose in these services. We need to let the Holy Spirit go down the aisle, sit down beside somebody, hug them, and whisper in their ear, look, I got you covered. We need to yield. We need to know how to yield in a service, not just jumping for emotion, for a sound, but a touch. You shouldn't come here with a problem and leave with it. You shouldn't come here with a lack and leave with the lack. You ought to be supplied while you're up in here. He's Almighty. He's Jehovah. Jireh. He's our provider. In service, we don't give him a chance to minister. We get so emotion-led and feel so good that we don't get nothing solved but a jump and a bump. But what if he sat down with you today, hug you and whisper in your ear, "You my own." He'll do it. If the service, if the minister don't run off and try to prove he God. I tell you right now, I need some help. Yeah, you gotta stay in that mode, you know. Lord, I need you to help me. Let me make another statement now. The power of your action determines your character. You're walking down these. That was your thoughts. You went to your words. The power of your action. And the power of your habit produce your future. Now I'm going to go back over these before I go any further. I want you to have them. The power of your choice charges your life. In other words, I never try to get in the presence of God. I don't care what day it is, Monday. I don't care what day it is. I never had to try to get in the presence of God. You know why? I live in the presence of God. I don't have no appointment with God. You know, like you make an appointment to go to a lawyer or a doctor. Or no, I don't have. He's there, 24. Are you following? The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Are you following me? So you're not trying to get saved. You're not trying to survive. You're not in the survival mode. Let me give you some things that are going to help you here. Go back to John 15:7. Let's read it. John chapter 15, verse 7. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abiding in the supernatural presence of God. Otherwise, when you leave here and you get in your car, when you go home, when you go out to eat, whatever you're doing, you're abiding in the supernatural presence of God. That means that nothing is impossible for you. Stopping all satanic deception of the mind. Satan work with the mind. He try to deceive you in your mind. He try to deceive you not to believe that God going to take care of that for you. He's constantly working. He's working on your mind. See, I'm going to make a statement here. The secret of abiding in the presence of God, your spirit. Yeah. Your spirit never leave the presence of God. See, that didn't sound too deep, but I'm going to talk to you again about this. Your spirit never leave the presence of God. Your mind will leave, but your spirit will never leave. Your spirit can't leave the presence of God because your spirit is God's divine nature. That's why you're always in the presence of God. Your mind might have you somewhere else, and your physical senses might take you somewhere else, but actually you're still in the presence of God. He said, I'll never leave you. No, what? So now here you finding out all the moments you thought that you were not in the presence of God, it was a lie because you cannot get out of the presence of God. Men trying to get in the presence of God, but I guess your mind and your physical man, but in the spirit, you're always in the presence of God. And if I'm always in the presence of God, I always got the impossible covered, limitation covered, any attack already covered. I'm already covered no matter what come, because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I'm always, God always with me. I'm always with God. Whether I'm in the bedroom, the back room, outside, in the car, God is always there. Not because I'm so perfect, because he paid for me to be in his presence. All I have to do is plead the blood, and all the power will come right back to me. Even if I've messed up and I repent and plead the blood, the power will come back to me. So you leave here today knowing, no matter your shortcoming or your mistakes, you're always in the presence of God. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
See, your spirit never leave the presence of God. Now, sit down. I'm going to give you four powerful positions. Four powerful positions that lives on the inside of you. You want them?
Yes, sir.
Four powerful forces always with you for the activating. Four powerful forces always with you for the activating. In other words, you can activate these four powerful forces that the Holy Spirit wants to give you out. That all four of them live on the inside of you. You're going to be surprised. The kingdom of God lives on the inside of every believer. The kingdom of God is on the inside of me. You mean you said, Don's the kingdom? What else then? The power. What else then? The glory. The kingdom, the power, and the glory lives on the inside of me. The kingdom never leave me. The power never leave me. The glory never leave me. Now, Satan in my mind telling me you by yourself, you ain't going to make it. But if I go on the inside, that kingdom going to rise up. That power going to rise up. That glory, not because I'm such a perfect Christian, but I serve a perfect God. And the blood perfect. And I'm serving a perfect Jesus. And he'll never leave me. I really need him when I'm in mistakes. I wouldn't want to serve if God just served me when I'm right. But I'm his when I'm right. That's why I'm here, because I need help. How many of y'all need help? Holler, help. Help. See? So you're telling me, are you telling me that I have the kingdom of God in me? I have the power of God in me? I have the glory of God on the inside of me.
Yes.
Those three forces are on the inside of me every day, all day, anywhere I am.
Yes.
I can call on the kingdom.
Yes.
I can call on the power.
Yes.
I can call on the glory.
Yes.
At any time.
Yes.
And they better answer me.
Yes.
The fourth one. Those three produce WILL. The will of God. Now I got the kingdom of God, the power of God, the glory of God, and the will of God on the inside of me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God lives on the inside of me. The power of God lives on the inside of me. The glory of God lives on the inside of me. Actually, the will of God is on the inside of me. I can do God's will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven through me. Through me. Every time something come up is another time for God to show himself strong. Every time you have to deal with something, something you seem like you can't handle, it's another chance for God to show himself strong. Let him do it. Look like things not going right. I tell you what, boy, you knock Satan out. Things like they're going right. You say, praise God. Yeah, what she said? Praise God. Demon said, I'm getting out of here. This woman here. Praise God. I'm putting all the pressure I got on her. She hollered, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's the way you got to handle it. She said, praise God. I feel his presence coming in here now. Glory to God. That's called talking in the spirit. It's not talking to condition. You're not talking to situation. You're talking victory all the time. Praise God. Can you praise him when things look like it's not going right? Can you dance with no music playing? Can you shout when you're by yourself? I don't need a crowd to shout. I get off by myself. Sometimes I just dance and shout because I know he's there. Some of the meeting I've gotten in the spirit, we begin to laugh. Just laugh, ha, ha, ha. Just begin to laugh in the presence of God. Can you laugh when it seems like you ought to be crying? He said, I give you joy. Unspeakable. What? Full of what? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Joy unspeakable, child, and full of glory. That's what it means, dwelling in the manifested presence of God. Always with God. Always. I was reading a book. I'd read the book twice. I was on the porch in Morocco reading the book, and the Holy Ghost said, put that book down. You're more in the presence than that man wrote the book. You want to read a book? Write a book. Write a book. Write a book. Right at the level where you are. Living a lifestyle of being in God's presence. Now, here's one of the things, my brothers and sisters. Always remain pregnant with the truth. Remember Jesus said in John 8:32, you know the truth and what to do? Keep you free too. Remember John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. Huh? Stay pregnant with the truth. See, Satan aim is to rob you of God's presence through your mind. He really can't take God's presence, but through your mind, because you're going through something, he make you think God not there. So he has some question he asked me while I was praying about you this morning. Are you ready to stop all stealing, killing, and destroying of the enemy in your life? Yes. So you must attend to these revelations and stay alert, ready to activate your divine right. Ready to activate your divine right. Because you're a child of God, you have divine rights you can activate that nobody can stop. And Satan knows that. I'm a divine right activator. Through prayer, through meditation, through praise, through worship, through thanksgiving, through acknowledging of God's presence. got to avoid all raping and prosecuting and prostituting of the mind. You rape your mind. You must always be focused on your breakthrough. Satan comes and says, yeah, it is right here. He come with something, you know. Yeah, Satan coming. Put something in your life. Say, I've been waiting on you. Yeah, my breakthrough right here. It's finished. I'm about to jump in this blood pond. On you. You can't go, you can't go. I'm about to dive in, you can't come in here. Cause you ain't saved. I'm gonna jump in this pool. I'm gonna jump in this blood right now. I look at some of you, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm about to jump in this blood pond. Wounded for my transgression. Bruised for my iniquity. Chastised my peace upon him with his stripe. I believe I'm going to jump in. I'm healed. So the next time, look like you're not gonna make it, jump in the pond. Jump in the blood. You bought with a price. What did it say? Glorify God. How? Mind and your spirit. See this? You see, you want to abide in the supernatural presence of God tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. Don't be a church goer. Just come to church, then you're all about God. Oh, God, God. But you need to stay with him. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Bible said they shall be filled. I've been hungry for 50 years. I can't get enough of it. Every time I get around him, I ask the Holy Spirit, give me another plate. I want to eat a little more. Can't get enough of it. My children that catch me not in his presence got to slip up on me. I'm always doing something. I'm always feeding. I'm bragging on him. Yes, he got it for everybody. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Let me give you, I'm going to give them seven principles right quick. I'm going to name all seven of them right now. Sealing your mind with truth on a daily basis. I'll come back to that. Sealing your mind with truth on a daily basis. That's going to keep you in his presence. Number two, keeping your mind on the operating table at all times. Right. Keeping your mind, I'm going to give scriptures, on the operating table at all times. Number three, always keeping your thinking in the present moment. Satan always trying to take you tomorrow. Huh? He always trying, he don't want you to be in the present moment, because when you be in the present moment, you're present. And you're bigger than him when you're in the present moment. So he's got to get you in the past or the future so he can slap you upside the head. But when you're in the presence, you're in the presence of God, he can't touch you. I know what I'm saying. I sound like I'm out of order, but you got this sword called the name of Jesus. See, I know the word of God, but I heard the sword, the name of Jesus is a sword also. And when you're in the present moment, you're in the present moment. See, sin, mistakes and shortcomings and other people try to take you somewhere else. So what I'm preaching this morning, the Spirit is to tell you is personal. You can't act the other person. You gonna go here? It's not about the other person. It's about you. See, if you're gonna stay in the presence of God, it's not about a group. It's about you. Tell somebody next year, God love me. Tell them. No, say it with boldness. God love me. And he do. All right, I'll give you three. How many I give you three? All right, here's the fourth one. Thinking in the supernatural mindset of God daily. Thinking in the supernatural mindset of God daily. Number five. I told you I'm going to give you how many?
Seven.
And notice I'm dealing with your mind a lot because number five, your mind trap your faith and keep it at a low level. Your mind trap your faith and keep it at a low level. Number six, let thinking liberty flow through you. I'm going to give you scriptures to go with it. We're going to go over the scripture, then I'm going to close. Number seven, a passive mind. What kind of mind?
Passive.
Is the devil's workshop. You must stay focused to keep the spirit of your mind in place. You must stay focused to keep the spirit of your mind in place. Now some of y'all write so slow, I can't do it. I gotta go back. Turn to John 8:32 and John 14:6 quickly. Sealing your mind with truth on a daily basis. John 8:32. What did it say? So how many won't stay free? So what you got to do there? Know the truth. Now, I know y'all just pray for me. I don't care what the hell going on. Yes, that's what I said. I don't care what the hell going on. If you turn to John 8:32. I don't care how much hell look like it broken out. What Satan's saying and talking about you're not going to make your right leg hurt and your left ankle hurt. Don't worry about it. Just stay with the truth. Jesus said you shall know the truth. You think he lying? And matter of fact, he turned around and gave you a threefold look at it in John 14:6. A threefold look at him. He said, now matter of fact, I'm the way. Matter of fact, I'm the truth. Matter of fact, I'm the light. So that situation you're going through is a lie if it's not giving me glory. So right now, I'm talking to anybody online, anybody up in here, you dealing with something, you got this threefold revelation. Jesus said, I am. So you're walking down a threefold anointing. I'm walking in the truth. I'm walking in the way. And I'm walking in the light. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm almost through. Somebody say glory to God. So sealing, if I'm sealing my mind with truth on a daily basis, that means I got the way, the truth, and the life with me all the time. The way out of anything. I'd make a way out of no way. If I have to create something for you, I'll do it for you. If I have to shut a whole company down, I'll shut that company down just for you. They better not misuse you. I'd make a way out of no way. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it, everything belong to me. You my child. Now, ikutalabashiki, to stay in this mode of redemption. Because to stay in the presence of God is the mode of redemption. I make redemptive steps. I talk redemptive words. I have a redemptive praise on my lip at all times. Huh? Now notice here, turn to Hebrews 4:12. You here? You say, I'm here. Now this don't sound religious. How to keep your mind on the operating table at all times. Y'all know we need to keep it there, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about your mind.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know your mind need help, right?
Yes, sir.
Your mind can go some crazy place, can't it?
Yes,
just take off and just go. You don't even ask permission. Just didn't want you to go with it. Come back and say, you coming? No, I ain't coming. I'm going to get my Bible. I'm about to renew my mind. No, I ain't coming. Bobby, your mind said, you ain't going to make it. She don't like you. He don't like you. You're going to die next week. That's your mind. That's a lie. But you got to stay on the table. What table? Hebrew 4:12 table. Get on that table. The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divide the son of soul and spirit, and the joint of the marrow, and the son of the thought and the intent of the heart. Stay operating on. Meditate the word. Feed on the word. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There's life and spirit in the word. See? You don't just want to hear no sermon. You want to hear the word. Notice there. Notice another scripture here. In Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see, I'm looking at you. I'm trying to look out there. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. When the 23rd Psalm going to become real to you? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We're always dealing with want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But I got to follow his leadership. See, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside still water. See? He restores my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, do I walk? Yeah, do I walk? Sometimes things look dark. Yeah, but I ain't running. Yeah, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death? I will fear. Why? That rod, that staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me. Listen, in the presence of my enemy, not my head but all. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Come on, come on, come on, do it. To follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. He giveth angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways, direct my path. Thousand fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it should not come nigh me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Girl, you ain't said nothing yet. Say something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to see to get the feedback. You got to say something. Surely. Goodness.
Surely.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Shall follow me on Sunday. in the temple when I'm going, when I'm walking, there's goodness and worship behind me? All the days of my life. Turn to Jeremiah 26:3. I got to close, man. Jeremiah 26:3. Now I'm in one of them voices deal here now. That's not the voice I want. Because I'm talking about always keeping your thinking in the present moment. Huh? Isaiah 26:3? I believe you're right, son. I believe you're right.
Yep.
Turn there, Isaiah 26:3.
Yep, that's it.
It's good to have some preachers around you sometimes, you know. I'm gonna miss some scripture on purpose for some of y'all. Help me preach here. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. You trust him? Now you see, that's a good time for me to start humming then. No, we ain't humming today. I know it feels good, but no, you need to get a reality. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
Yes.
Keep your mind on him.
Yes.
Turn to Isaiah 55. Now listen what I'm saying now. I'm talking to you. You listening to me?
Yes.
Let me say it to you. Thinking in the supernatural mindset of God daily.
Yes,
thinking, say it with me.
Thinking.
In the supernatural.
Mindset
of God daily.
God daily.
Now, we have a person called the Holy Spirit,
yes,
who will recall this service.
Yes.
And there'll be something you might be dealing with, and the Holy Spirit is going to call it back to your attention, and you're going to be able to do this. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. And what it boils down to is God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, but I will give you my thoughts. And I will give you my ways through my word. And then you can go to the 11th verse now. Nothing you say is going to come back void. What? What, Reverend, what are you saying? You saying God said he'll give me his ways and his thoughts, and nothing I say will come back empty? Because you're a child of the living God? I've given you my power. Supernatural power that the devil can't deny, nor this world system. They can do what they want to do. They can come up with a new Bible. They can start living unholy and start doing all this thing in the church, dancing in the church and all that stuff, and bringing all these different spirits in the church. But there are some who are going to hold on. There's a remnant who are going to walk by faith and not by sight, who are going to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, who are going to give me glory no matter what goes on. I got a remnant. I got my hand on them.
Yeah.
I got a remnant going to live holy,
yeah,
live sanctified,
yeah,
going to let me live through them.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you say, I want to be in that number. But I don't have to say I want to be in that number. I'm in that number. They can start living ungodly life, do what they want. Preachers can start doing what they want, turn the church into a whole house. They can do what they want. But this church, they're going to be sanctified. Now, you got a problem? We got to call Tyler Messiah. You got a problem, we'll help you. But if you don't want to be helped, we're going to put your tail out. Yeah, if you don't want to be helped, you want to come in clowning, you don't want to be helping me, you can't make no change, you don't want to make no change, and keep answering back the same old crazy way, I ask the usher, I got some ushers to take you out of here. No, Lord. Lord, let me close here, Lord. Don't let your mind trap your faith and keep it at a low level. Look in Romans 12:2. Don't let your mind trap your faith. Don't put God on a low level. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect. Look at that, good. He's a good God, acceptable God, and a perfect God. Don't let your mind keep you at a certain level. Renew it. Be not conformed to the world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. And you know, if you wondering when I'm clothes, you clothed. Problem, you already in clothes. You clothed 25 minutes ago. Because you don't even know how important this is. But there are still some people opening here. People who know how good this is, how great it is to hear from God. You close because you're going through a formality. You don't recognize what's going on up in here. God preparing you for tomorrow. Yeah. Preparing you for next year. Yeah. You close because you never was open. You don't recognize where you're at. You think you're in regular church. But God giving revelation knowledge. If you open up, God will talk to you. Yeah. You was closed at my first sentence. Because you're waiting on emotion. Emotion comes sometime, but emotion can't stand on the same porch with revelation. Revelation shut your enemy down. These messages, you need to go over these messages. I go over them myself. Some things I said, I didn't know what I was going to say. I go over it myself sometimes three times. I'm not listening to Leroy. I'm listening to God that's on Leroy inside of me. I give him the glory for everything be wrought. It's all about him. Oh, my goodness, all about him. Hallelujah. I said it's all about him. El Shaddai. He's more than enough. Thank God he's meeting every need in here right now. Thank God he's giving the answer to every person who got a question right now. Thank God he's blessing every person under the sound of my voice right now. Thank God he's pouring out his spirit right now. Thank God he's the God of God. He's the God of great mercy. Great grace. Yes. Great goodness. Yes. Great greatness. Yes. He's a good God. Yes. I say we're serving a good God. Yes. He's almighty. Yes. There's nobody can stand up to his level. He's my God. He's your God. Yes. And I'm glad about it. I want to praise him right now. I want to thank him for all he's done for me. I don't know if he's done anything for you, but I want to thank him for all he's done for me. Somebody say, he brought me from a mighty long way. I couldn't make it by myself, but the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray them in the morning. Pray them at noontime. I'm going to pray them at night. I'm going to pray them when things are going right. I'm going to pray them when things look like they're going wrong. Because I serve a good God. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah. I want to raise my hand. And I say, God, I surrender to what you want me to do. You the one who woke me up this morning. You the one who enabled me to put my clothes on. You the one when I made my first step. You made it possible that I could make another step. Every step I make, I know you're doing it for me. And I want to give you glory. I got to close. I'm going to close here now. I got to give you glory. The Lord, tell somebody, the Lord been good to me. Tell three people. Tell three people. The Lord been good to me. Tell three people. The Lord been good to me. And he's not through with me yet. Tell him he's not through with me yet. The Lord about to do some more things for me. I'm yielding to his spirit right now. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm clean from the hand of the enemy. Woo, good God. Woo. Woo, good God. Woo. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm going to shout right now. I want to shout because the Lord been good to me. I want everybody to know that the Lord been good to me. I serve him all the days of my life. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk in the blood. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Anybody else? Yeah. Yeah. The Lord been good to you. Yeah. If he's been good to you, turn around two times and tell him thank you. And don't go ahead and not start praising him. Anybody here need to be healed? I want you to just dance a little bit right now. The healing glory of God is in you. If you don't need to be healed, dance for somebody else because God's presence is in his house. Anybody here need some more joy in their life? And need some more peace in their life. Raise both hands and tell God, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Send your peace. Send your joy in my life. I'll never be the same again. The anointing of God is working on me right now. Anybody here need to praise him? Has God been good to you? Have he ever done anything for you? If God ever been good to you, I want you to cut up right now. Cut up like God been good to you. He got you up this morning. He laid down with you all night long. Somebody need to praise him again. Online, I want you to praise him. I want you to praise him like you never prayed him before. We're serving a good God. Be healed while you're praising him. Be healed while you're praising him. Let the miracle power of God flow through you. Be healed while you're praising him. I don't mind cutting up every now and then. I don't mind giving him the glory. Because God been good to me. I believe I want to shout right now. God been good to me. Has he been good to you? Has he been good to you? Has he been good to you? Yeah, we serve a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't supposed to be walking. He don't supposed to be walking. No, he don't supposed to be walking. Years ago, God extended his life. He don't want to be walking around here. Not in the natural. But his wife knew she served a supernatural God. Got her husband off the deathbed. I think they tried to bring him through 27 times. But God brought him through. Oh, y'all got to cut up more than this. Cut up. God been good to us. God been good to us. He brought us, didn't he? How many of y'all got blessed? Well, he told me to tell you there's more blessing coming. Because you praised him today, and because you danced in his presence, get ready, there's more blessing coming. I'm ready. You ready? Why you let him run in your place? Why you let him run in your place? Why you let him get to running and you just stand there looking at him? We need to cut up in here. Glory to God. Take your time. Run your pace. Take your time. Run your pace. Take your time. Run your pace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Montreal, get the boy. Get him up here. Get him up here. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Head for the... Praise him. Praise him. Get up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get up here. Start a song off right now. Start something off right now. Something hot. Something hot. Let us... Woo! Stop something hot quick. We need something hot quick.